My name is Ben Terrett. I'm Head of Design for Government Digital Services, which is based in the Cabinet Office of the UK Government. How we came up with the design principles, they were written probably over a period of 3 months, I guess, and a lot of them were phrases and mottos and things that we were saying in the office, we were using in Government Digital Services. So we started capturing these and writing them down. And originally we had about 20, and then they evolved to be 10. So we released those as an alpha. They're going to change. We released them as an alpha in April. What we hope they'll do is that they'll guide us in making digital services, but then they'll help anyone else making government digital services, and then just websites and digital services. And actually, lots of people have said they're good principles for designing anything. You know, but the main intention is for them to guide us internally, and we publish them externally so that people can build on them and feedback and share. The most important one, and it's the reason it's number one, is start with user needs. Start with user needs, not government needs. So, you know, what's the user trying to do? Not what's the white wall process, what's the user trying to do? That's the most important one. The other most important one is probably the last one, number 10, which is make stuff open. And, you know, we just believe if you share work, that makes it better. And also, I think we sort of believe that as we're the government and we're building these web services for the whole country, you know, there's a sort of obligation to share that with the whole country. I can't talk about all of design, really, but certainly the digital bit, partly because of the way digital moves so quickly and the way big digital businesses work, you know, we're looking at that. It's clear that government is going to have to work with SMEs, you know, small, medium enterprises, a lot more. And the innovative digital things, you know, are not being done by huge companies that they possibly were doing huge government projects 10 years ago. And it's quite hard for government to work with a small, you know, 5-people digital consultancy at the moment. They're not geared up for that, and there's lots of procurement issues. And part of what we're doing, we're trying to navigate that as much as, you know, just designing the websites, is how can we plug into that innovation that is in London and is in Shoreditch, you know, and is in Manchester and Bristol, places like that. Those small SMEs, how can we work with those people? Actually, you know, digital is just one step in an evolution that Britain has always been brilliant at big public sector design projects. There's possibly a period in the late 80s to the early 2000s where it stopped for a bit. But, you know, historically, there's loads of great examples. Margaret Calvert, Jock Kinnear and the UK Road Signs, for example. Basel Jet and the Crossness Pumping Station, and, you know, all that stuff. The Tube Map that's copied around the world. These are all public, you know, projects by civil servants that are amazing and have been copied around the world. And then Thomas Heatherwick mentioned it in his talk, where he said, you know, he was trained that you shouldn't work with governments and designers were afraid of it. But yet the Cauldron and the Bus, you know, both public service projects that, you know, have been embraced. Yeah, I think Britain's always been really good at this, and maybe there was a period where we weren't in the recent past, but Britain's always been good at this, and just the digital one is just getting back to, you know, being good at that again.